There would be, as in the days of Noah, the activity and stir of worldly business and pleasure seeking, buying, selling, planting, building, marrying, and giving in marriage, with forgetfulness of God and the future life. For those living at this time, Christ's admonition is, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, 34, and 36. I'm going to continue on with this passage, but I want to say something about that paragraph. She emphasizes once again, by referring to Christ's words, that it's going to come unaware. It's going to come suddenly, unexpectedly, as an overwhelming surprise. This is one part of this message of the close of probation and the purification of God's church. And then, while quoting Luke, she points to those that will be worthy to escape those things. And she's going to begin to tell us what those things are. And brothers and sisters, those things are part of the message that we have a responsibility to share, because those things are not nice. They're solemn, serious, dreadful. But she continues on. The condition of the church at this time is pointed out in the Savior's word in the Revelation. Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. And to those who refuse to arouse from their careless security, the solemn warning is addressed. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. It was needful that men should be awakened to their danger, that they should be roused to prepare for the solemn events connected with the close of probation. The prophet of God declares, the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Who shall stand when he appeareth who is of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on iniquity? Joel 2:11, Habakkuk 1:13. To them that cry, my God, we know thee, yet have transgressed his covenant and hastened after another God, hiding iniquity in their hearts and loving the paths of unrighteousness, to these the day of the Lord is darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it. It shall come to pass at that time, saith the Lord, that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them. Their goods shall become a booty.